share that extra biscuit that you're too full to eat. So you are much more generous in your abundance than you'll ever be in your sense of lack and need. Nobody, you give from your overflow.
Totally.
Okay? You with me? That's dealing with the situation as a whole. All right, now, I'm going to do the next paragraph. I have decided to love, and I've decided to be loved. And ever since I've seriously made that decision, everybody's been playing their part in the accomplishment of their objective. I'm so glad I don't want nobody that don't want me. Oh, I feel so good. That used to almost be the condition of me wanting them, was that they had to be out of my reach. I'm so glad I reversed that one. Would you breathe just for a second? The chakra, and that's my boogie chakra.
It's okay right there. It's okay right there.
And then there's my booty chakra. That's another one that's very powerful. Okay. You like my booty chakra? Thank you. Okay. Oh, Lord have mercy. Don't be one of those people that plans to sad your way to happiness. It's not an easy way to get there. I'm gonna be so miserable, I just turn happy one day. I'm just gonna flip all of a sudden. I'm just gonna be joy. Why? Because I was so miserable. I took misery as far as I could take it, and I just turned happy. It's the one thing I have some control over is how I choose to use my energy. Speaking as a former complete control freak, it's beautiful to have the total control of no control. No control has worked better for me than all the control I ever tried to have over people. It's so cool. They'll constantly surprise you. They'll always have something new that they're expressed because you're not limiting them by your limiting ideas about who they should be to satisfy your needs. So they constantly excite you and they do something different and y'all try new things because you're not afraid and you trust each other. So, you know. There is no problem in any situation that faith will not solve. There is no problem in any situation that faith will not solve. There is no problem in any situation that faith won't solve. Okay? There is no shift in any aspect of the problem, but will make the solution impossible. See, if I shift the problem to being your fault, then that makes it unsolvable. If I have the faith and the truth, then the problem becomes solvable. The solution to the problem is inherent in the meaning of the problem. Now, is it not possible that all your problems have been solved, but you have removed yourself from the solution? Isn't it possible that all your problems have been solved, but you remove yourself from the solution? So I'd like to state to you, all of your problems have been solved. 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 If you don't see that, it's because you have removed yourself from the solution. You have removed yourself from the solution. You have removed yourself from the solution. Guess what? I removed myself from the problem, and I removed myself from the solution. I'm not the problem, it's you. And I also don't see the solution as me. Because for me to see the solution as me, it would mean I have to not see the problem as you. But it is your fault. And I have a list. And video. Justin, I got witnesses. I know it's you.
With me.
That's right, and the court totally agrees. That's right. So just so you won't explode, can I get one yes but?
Yes.
Yes but. One more. Yes but.
Whose butt?
Your butt. Because your butt is on the line. Oh God. I'll say it again. Isn't it possible that all your problems have been solved, but you remove yourself from the solution? Isn't it possible that all your problems have been solved, but you remove yourself from the answer?
Yes.
Okay. Here's one of the best definitions of faith that I've ever read in a book. It says, faith must be where something has been done.
Say that again.
Wow. I know it's deep in it. Faith must be where something has been done. See, if I can pick up this CD. So if it's been done, you see me with the CD? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then I must truly have faith in my ability to pick up the CD. Faith must be where something has been done. So true faith is where something has been done. I have faith in my ability to walk. How do I know I have true faith in my ability to walk?
Because you've done it.
Because I'm walking. Mm-hmm. So your faith is where something must be done. And your faith is where something must be done.
And you can see it.
It says, where you see it done. How do I know that I have faith in my ability to be peaceful in a group of people at a Halloween party? Because I was peaceful with a group of people at a Halloween party. I saw it done. So I must have faith in it, because if I have faith in it, I will see it done.
Devil's advocate
question? Nah. You can say a devil's advocate question, but you gotta be ready for me to come back at you full blast. You ready for that, dude? Okay, give it to me. All right, I'm gonna come back at you.
All right, you go to church and pray to God. Mm-hmm. I can't see God, and I can't see what God does. But the church tells me I'm supposed to have faith in God.
Yeah, it's telling you that that's exactly how you're gonna finally see God. You waiting to see God before you have faith in God.
No, I'm just telling you what the church
is. No, I'm telling you the answer that I was told to tell you.
Okay.
No, that's the truth. That's the truth. That wasn't even a devil's advocate question. That's the best you could do?
That's like somebody wanting a guarantee.
Yeah, and that's the whole problem with truth students. All of them want guarantees. Mm-hmm. And then you get it, then you get a guarantee, and then you don't believe the guarantee. It's like the Course says over and over again, God's guarantee is that you are sinless, you are guiltless, and you will recognize that, and you will know your joy, and you will know your happiness. And then you go, well, how come I don't see it? Well, you don't have faith. You don't believe that everybody's going to play their part. You don't go all day long putting yourself at the center of the problem and the center of the solution.
You don't go all day long wanting truth more than you want money, wanting truth more than you want fame, wanting truth more than you want physical pleasure. We don't do all those things consistently, and those are the things that are necessary in order for you to see the kind of peace and the kind of happiness that you're talking about, because the kind of peace and happiness you're talking about is not going to come out of controlling and manipulating your external environment and trying to get everybody to act like you want them to act and do what you want them to do for you to be happy. On an external level, it comes from setting a goal and trusting that what you are experiencing right now is the result of your goal, and that everybody's playing their part and helping you achieve the kind of life you're living right now, because it's the kind you want.
Yes.
Now, yes. Then you go, well, I don't like the way I want it. Mm-hmm. Well, then don't remove yourself from the life that you have, because you are the one that's making it that way. So if you want it to be different, then you have to see you as the solution and the problem. To get out of the situation, you got to see you as the problem and the solution, and also set a goal that doesn't have anything to do with anybody's behavior, because you can't control it. Every time you set up your happiness based on a condition you can't control, you increase the possibility that you will not achieve the happiness you want, because you're dealing with every situation separately, which means you don't have faith in the situation as a whole. And if you would have faith in the situation as a whole, would simply mean, I'm going to walk into every situation and I'm going to decide in advance what I'd like to happen in this situation, so that I can see the situation as a way to make what I want to happen happen. Which means I'm going to try my best to overlook anything that interferes with my objective, and I'm going to concentrate on everything that helps me meet my objective. So what